Writers often call just about any country a land of striking contrasts. In the Eastern Congo, the main inescapable contrast is that of joy and grief. As this procession in the town of Bunyakiri celebrates the birth of a child, not far off, in a makeshift classroom on the other side of town, 26 health workers are being trained under the auspices of the Czech charity People in Need to deal with the gravest of tasks.
Après l'inspection, nous allons passer à l'examen proprement dit. Et là, on commence toujours par un examen psychologique.
Here in the heart of Africa, People in Need has brought together doctors and nurses from all of the health centers in Bunyakiri to train them in first aid for the treatment of sexual violence, a crime that the war here has raised to catastrophic proportions. Marketa Kutilova is the organization's project manager here.
We have a huge number of new cases of sexual violence because the military operation against Hutus has started in Bunyakiri. So we have decided that the most important is the medical assistance for the rape survivors and to provide the rape survivors with so-called PEP kit, prophylaxis kit. The woman cannot get pregnant, she cannot get HIV infected, and she cannot get any sexually transmitted diseases. But she needs this medical assistance within 48 hours after the raping. And many cases of raping happens in the mountains. And the nearest accessible assistance is in the hospital, which is as far as 60 kilometers, which means sometimes even 3 days, 4 days walking.
And so People in Need started a project by which the PEP kits would be distributed throughout the region to be there where victims need them, in the hands of people who would know how to use them. As it happened, it was more than sheer goodwill that brought the healthcare workers to this faraway place. As the class was set to begin, the trainees, 25 men and one woman, were holding powwows in irritated tones, and Ms. Kutilova seemed to be involved in several negotiations at once when I asked her what was going on.
Well, in Congolese environment, the NGOs and UN agencies, when they are organizing some training, they are used to pay very high per diems, like $50 per day per person. And, of course, we are trying to limit these expenditures so we have more money for the programs. So when we are organizing the training, we provide all the refreshment, we provide the lunch, we provide free accommodation, and then we provide the money for transport. But, of course, the people protest. They don't want to take the training unless we pay them these high per diems, which we refused to do, and now we have huge problem because all the nurses are protesting and they want the per diems, so we are expecting her negotiations. They have established a committee which will negotiate their per diems. We propose them $10 for 2 days, which in this environment is quite a lot of money. Their monthly salaries are $40, so we propose them $10 only for 2 days, and they are not satisfied with that.
After protracted negotiations, People in Need agreed to pay the nurses $18 a day, whereupon several new nurses suddenly appeared to enroll, and so the training began. One thing that is hard not to notice in the Congo is the vast amount of money trading hands in the face of such rampant poverty. For all the genuinely good and honest work that rich Western nations are doing in the Congo, the display of wealth they allow is a paragon of those striking contrasts. The Czech charity cannot boast the kind of budget some other European NGOs in the Congo can, but there can even be an upshot to that. It's not controversial to note that a person with less money generally makes more of an effort to spend it wisely, and the same goes for NGOs. I went with People in Need to the town of Hombo, the first stop for many people escaping the frequent conflicts of the neighboring province of North Kivu. In the most recent exodus, refugees doubled the town's population. With no infrastructure for such a population, there was soon a cholera epidemic. People in Need was the second organization to deal with it.
In this quarter full of displaced people, before it was an American NGO who has built the public toilets here.
but they used only the plastic sheeting for the toilets, and Hombo is full of soldiers, full of militaries, so it lasted only 2 days, and the militaries have stolen the plastic sheeting, so the toilet was not possible to use by the local population. And in contrary, the toilet remained like a source of the illnesses and the odor, the smell and the flies. And it lasted 2 years like this until people in need came, and we have built really durable permanent toilets for which we use the tin roof and sheets and high quality wood.
As you can hear yourself, in Hombo or wherever else you go in the Congo, there are hordes of children. So many that when they inevitably surround European visitors in curious throngs, you can get the momentary sensation that there are no adults. And for all their apparent joy, their situations can be the most grievous of all. Few of them go to school. Many of them have lost their homes or their parents in the fighting. Some of them have been expelled from their families because they believed they were witches, sometimes a pretext for abandoning children the parents can no longer support. And some have suffered much worse still. Ms. Kutilova introduced me to People in Need's youngest beneficiary.
This is little Naomi. She's 3 years old, and 1 year ago she was raped very brutally. The village where she lived with her family was attacked by Hutus, by Interahamwe, and they have burned all the houses, so the people started to escape. But they caught up her and her mother and all the family, and the mother was raped as well. And after they kidnapped Naomi and two other people. And after the soldiers went to search for her, and they found the two people killed, and little Naomi was left in the forest alive, but brutally raped. She suffered fistula, and she has spent 6 months in the hospital Panzi to repair her, but she's not okay still. She's mentally very affected, and they put some sticks in her ears, so she has problems to listen anything.
It is important, it is critical, in fact, to realize that there is virtually nothing that can be done for the Congolese without charity. The central government is dysfunctional, particularly outside of the cities. The army consists largely of city boys who have never been in the bush and are now combing it for an elusive enemy. At the time I was in the Congo, they had not been paid for 4 months. I found government soldiers living on caterpillars and guinea pigs, but many of them subsist the same way the rebels do, by stealing from villages and capturing mines. And, as in most any conflict, the civilians and their children are the ones in the middle. It's an inescapable fact that Naomi is not the last child victim in the Congo. Much of their hope depends on the goodwill and toil of humanitarians, even from small countries like the Czech Republic.
My name is Nyavin Michel.
That edition of Panorama by Christian Falvey was the last part of today's show here on Radio.